Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon. This is your host, Wayne Kligman, with another show of the Shiva Chronicles. I'm your host, Wayne Kligman. I've done these for a long time, and I'll tell you why, and I'll be a blunt statement. When I walked down the rabbit hole, which is the whole legalization of hemp idea, what I found there, frankly, scared the hell out of me. It frightened me like no tomorrow. And I thought what I would find would be a bunch of activists, some wanting to legalize all forms of hemp, some of us looking at industrial hemp for all the uses hemp can be for industry, from paper making to fuel. Some people, when you do hemp, basically to smoke it. Some people when you do both. Think it should be legal for all purposes. Wide variety of people, wide variety of ideas, wide variety of why they became involved. As you might know, one thing I talked of this show before is I became involved with this due to my alcoholism and drug issues and my family's drug issues. I thought the best way to understand what they were going through was for me to understand more about the situation when it comes to hemp, when it comes to heroin, when it comes to meth, all the other things that so many people can become addicted to. When I started going down that road, I discovered, there's a lot of money to be made in the whole idea of drug war. The war on drugs is a moneymaker. Then you look into that and how drugs come into this country. I read a book that frankly opened my eyes in ways that I did not want it to be opened. And yet I didn't have a choice but to read and to understand. And that book was the book by Gary Webb's Dark Alliance, where the author of the book, who then committed suicide after publishing the book form of his articles, talked about how the Contras, with what appears to be with the full cooperation support of the Central Intelligence Agency, if not other parts of the United States government, right? Brought cocaine, crack cocaine, in the United States to make money for the Contras to continue a war. You keep on looking newspapers, talk to people who served overseas in Afghanistan, especially in Afghanistan, and hear stories. You hear stories, at least I heard stories, and perhaps you have too, where United States soldiers, some of them who were sent over there to destroy poppy fields, because that's where heroin comes from, right, would walk by happy fields, fly over happy fields alike, and not destroy them. And obviously we need some poppy fields around so we can make opium products. There's no doubt about that. Some of these soldiers who I've talked to, articles that you probably have read, I know I have read, talk of opium out there. Are the United States Armed Forces being used to protect them? So heroin that's made from the poppy are better imported into the United States or to Europe? Don't know. But it's frightening. Because truly, if we have a government that's so corrupt, as is outlined in the Dark Alliance by Gary Webb, that we would purposely allow the importation of crack cocaine in the United States of America to be bought by the African-American community of inner cities, major inner cities especially, destroy them, what happens, trust me, so money that they could make from doing that could be used to fund an illegal war in Central America. What is it being used for now? If what I've read is indeed true, and I think that it is, are we allowing these things to go on in Afghanistan and perhaps other places? If so, to fund what? It's flabbergasting to me. It's mind-blowing to me to see this stuff going on. To know, in fact, this is what could easily be going on. It brings to me something I've heard for a while, and usually giggled at it, but I pay much more attention to it, is the idea of the war on drugs is the war on you? And how much money is being made on the war on drugs? How much money does my city, Racine, Wisconsin, get for drug interdictions? How much money does my city, Racine, Wisconsin, Racine County, perhaps, get for drug treatment? In fact, is drug treatment and suppression of the drug trade a growing industry? Back in the day, when I was a child in high school, something we were taught was something that Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, who, as for those who may not know, hard to think that the people don't know who Eisenhower was, said something, because he served in the Army for years, then he became President of the United States, was the idea of the military-industrial complex, that we should be aware of that. We should be aware of a situation that might occur where big business gets embedded with different situations to the military, especially to create wars and threat of wars to keep making money, because bombs and guns and tanks and boats and ships and planes aren't cheap. They're billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. Now, I'm not saying at all that we don't need an army. I'm not saying at all. I'm not saying at all that we don't need a military. I'm not saying at all. I'm not saying at all that we don't need to be prepared and don't have to have problems overseas that we may have to address with military force. I'm not saying any of those things at all, period. Let me make that clear. I will say this. I will say that, do we have a situation going on now where arms companies, right, people that make this and that, bulletproof vests, all kinds of different things, are creating a demon with drug abuse, especially hemp, where it doesn't exist to make sure those drawn guns get bought, that those bulletproof vests get bought, that those bullets get bought, so they have jobs, well, actually, so they have money. Is that the situation? Do we see that now? And again, I reflect on this. Read the book that I mentioned a couple of times, Dark Alliance. It's written by Gary Webb. You can get it at your library. I bought my copy on Amazon.com. I think it cost me $5 with shipping. Read the book. Read the book. Make your own judgment. A focus point of the show is get your own opinion. Read what's going on. Pay attention. I mean, and again, I'm good at rattling on, and I'll be rattling a lot. One of the things that you look around yourself and you see what's happening. And this is an aside, but I hope I bring it to it as well. This is a TV show I like a lot. It's called Justified. It's on FX. It's on Wednesday, at Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. And this is the last season. And it was fascinating in this year of Justified last season, the big bad is hemp and people working on it. But not working on it to smuggle it, to sell it. No. They're working on it. They're trying to get the land so they can grow it legally. And they're trying to get the right land so they can grow it and make money and control the land with the best crap can be grown on for hemp. Hemp isn't the bad guy, per se. It's not the big bad. Because the hemp that's used by legalizing it and growing it isn't used necessarily to smoke. It is used, as I understand it, say in the state of Kentucky, for industrial purposes. Rope, paper, feel. So many things you can do with legal hemp. The sky is the limit. Medical situations. I was just read today a study, a part of the news about a study, that suggests hemp, marijuana, can be used for high blood pressure. Wow, it might actually work. Now, that's probably quite a personal problem with me, because right now I'm taking five drugs, to supposedly control my high blood pressure, and in combination, they're not working, right? Five drugs. The drugs, to me, and all drugs have side effects, but when I take the drugs as directed, I go to sleep. I sleep. I feel so tired when I take these drugs, that I try to take them either at night or in the early morning, so I can take a nap, because that's what I'll be doing, so I can have somewhat of a productive day. I don't dare take them and drive long distances without somebody with me, because I'm scared I might fall asleep behind the wheel. Now, I don't know in this situation when it comes to utilization of hemp. For high blood pressure, I'd be smoking it, taking it pill form. Don't know. I don't know enough about the subject. But it might be something I could take, reduce my high blood pressure, which is now sky high, still on these five medications, and have a more productive life, right? But let's be cynical. I take these five drugs, right? How much? And I'm on the VA, so I get my drugs inexpensively. They cost me about $10 every 3 months. So about $50 every 3 months, right? Because I'm in the VA, I have VA benefits, VA go me, I'm a veteran. So I get my drugs cheap. But how much does it cost to people who don't have those benefit for serving in the military, right? How much? How much are we paying? How much money is being made, from this? It's incredible. I mean, you look within the world that we live in, follow the money. You have to follow the money. Is that why we don't have more legalized hemp? Is that why we don't see more medical trials tried on hemp to do this, that, the other thing? Is because the pharmaceutical companies aren't making the money? Or the right pharmaceutical companies wouldn't be making the money? I don't know. I'm willing, however, to believe that's a possibility. And those are things I looked into and started having to look into when I started doing the show the first time. And let me tell you, as a man in your late 50s, and you think that the world is one way, and you get the drift that the world isn't one way, it's wholly different other way, it's a wake-up call. And it's a scary, scary, scary wake-up call to think that your entire life set of beliefs that you believed was a lie. Now, mind you, the world's not perfect. It's not at all. We know that through all history, as it was said to me in college, history is written by the winners, right? Obviously, throughout time, the real history, what really happened, and what we're told has happened. And I'm saying it's up to us to figure out what it is. It's up to us to care. It's up for us to understand what's going on. Now, and again, is this show going to answer all those questions? Of course not. I'm no expert. As I can bring in a guest, which I plan to have on, which are experts, I'm sure there'll be more questions than we can answer. We'll have conversations. I'll ask questions. I'll answer the questions. I hope those continue to be done. I hope other people come on the show to continue these conversations. I hope that it helps you have those conversations with the people you care about. That you go to the library and read a book. That you watch a... Oh, I have to go. I got only 50 minutes. So anyway, that's all the time that we have here for this show. But it gets kind of an idea of what's going on with the show. We'll be doing it weekly, probably going to set a date and time. My email, in case you want to talk to me, is wclingman@wi.rr.com. One more time, wclingman@wi.rr.com. Thank you very much for giving this show another try. I don't know what this is going to lead to. I don't. I don't think I'll be killed by masked men or anything like that. I'm out. I will say it will scare the hell out of me. It'll make me think. I hope it helps you to think. I hope it helps you to ask the questions that we need to ask to continue going on forward with this movement. See all the good that might be able to do for us in this country and potentially in the world. Talk to you later. Thanks again. Bye-bye.